are your impressions just these first 30 days under President Trump 2.0?
Well, it's been great for, from my perspective, being in the United States Senate, because today we confirmed our 18th cabinet official, which is well ahead of the most previous two administrations, and of course the first Trump administration. And so it's been fun to watch the leadership of John Thune working with President Trump and his administration on filling the cabinet and being part of that record pace. And we're going to do confirm another more morning in Kash Patel for the FBI director. So we'll be at 19.
There are 15, if my notes are right, 15 cabinet positions in the Trump administration. And then, of course, there are a lot of other people that need to go through this process as well. How are we doing on That's the 15, right. Kevin? Do we have all 15 in yet, or who's left to go?
I think there is the one that's left that's part of the 15, the actual cabinet secretaries, I believe, is Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education.
Okay.
And, of course, if her and Donald Trump have their way, that will be a short term,
yes,
you know, secretary, yeah, because they hope to get rid of the agency, or at least greatly diminish. And I certainly support that. But having said that, I think that she would be the only other one that's what's considered a cabinet secretary versus, okay, like an FBI director,
yes,
or an administrator of some sort. So that's right. There are 15 that are actual cabinet secretaries. But nonetheless, these are all what are considered at sort of at the cabinet level, the 18 that we've confirmed to this point.
Okay. How many altogether do you guys have to confirm in the Senate? Like, how many people?
It's about 1,200.
Is that right?
Oh,
my word.
Yeah, it is. It's too many. And I think we should eliminate some of that, quite honestly. And it's not even as many as it used to be. But just take as an example, there's a lot of undersecretaries, all the deputy secretaries. There are acquisition officers, research and development personnel. Then, of course, the real big one, there are a couple of real big ones. One of the real big ones, of course, is all of the ambassadors throughout the world. So, you know, you get the State Department, you get Secretary of State, of course, Marco Rubio, and then Deputy Secretary of State. But then there are all the ambassadors that get confirmed. And then you have, of course, judges, district judges, federal district judges, the circuit judges that make up the appellate courts, and then of course, the Supreme Court, when there's an occasional opening for a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States. So, yeah, it all adds up to about 1,200, as Mitch McConnell often reminded us in years past. We are in the personnel business.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's really true.